Pebble in the Sky by Isaac Asimov. Narrated by Robert Fass.
Chapter 1. Between One Footstep and the Next. 2 minutes before he disappeared forever from the face of the earth he knew, Joseph Schwartz strolled along the pleasant streets of suburban Chicago, quoting Browning to himself. In a sense, this was strange, since Schwartz would scarcely have impressed any casual passerby as the Browning-quoting type. He looked exactly what he was, a retired tailor, thoroughly lacking in what the sophisticates of today call a formal education. Yet he had expended much of an inquisitive nature upon random reading. By the sheer force of indiscriminate veracity, he had gleaned a smattering of practically everything, and by means of a trick memory, had managed to keep it all straight. For instance, he had read Robert Browning's Rabbi Ben Ezra twice when he was younger, so, of course, knew it by heart. Most of it was obscure to him, but those first three lines had become one with the beating of his heart these last few years. He intoned them to himself, deep within the silent fortress of his mind, that very sunny and very bright early summer day of 1949. Grow old along with me. The best is yet to be. The last of life for which the first was made. Schwartz felt that to its fullness. After the struggles of youth in Europe and those of his early manhood in the United States, the serenity of a comfortable old age was pleasant. With a house of his own and money of his own, he could and did retire. With a wife in good health, two daughters safely married, a grandson to soothe these last best years, what had he to worry about?